LBW. Oh, he's got him.
That's well run, or is it? Oh, a fielder. That's out. That's got to be out. That's beautifully done.
What a great hit. That's unbelievable. That is sensational. Now, this will be interesting.
Short, fine legs.
So I was thinking of doing my usual intro where I say, hey, welcome to Short Fine Legs, and I clever little line, and I'm pithy, you know, it's all sarcasm, but I'm just really bummed, Sim. I'm just really bummed. By the way, that's Simi Arif.
Yeah.
I'm Daniel Gallen. And I'll tell you why I'm bummed. Also not because South Africa lost. You know, it's COVID. There are bigger things going on in the world than a cricket match. But just that it's all so predictable, that it just happened. I've seen this movie so many times, and you know what, Sim? I'm bored.
It's happened again. It happened again. South African cricket, it's happened again.
Same story. That's a fantastic, that's a good song, actually.
Same story. That's why yesterday I said I'm shocked that we Markram and Van der Dissen batted for so long, because those things happen. As you know, I'm not a big Mark Boucher fan. That's me. That's me personally, right? Sorry, that's my Hardy Da, if you can hear. We have a bunch of Hardy Das sitting outside as we record this. But I'm saying that Mark Boucher, not the biggest fan.
Okay. Well, let's start there.
This is my opening. I'm saying we've spoken about 4 years, the different changes we want to see in the South African setup, 4 years. And now we're just changing coaches and playing the same cricket with the same players. And on this podcast specifically before, we've spoken about what are we doing to change. And, you know, I don't care anymore.
Okay. Well, on that cheery note.
Yeah.
South Africa, essentially, and we said this yesterday, or whenever it was, South Africa lost this game on day one when they were bowled out for 220 with the best batting conditions. Pakistan then responded with 378 all out. Their tail wagged, but of course, Fawad Alam with a classy 100. South Africa then were looking good, but then crumbled 240 for 5. That lead of 80-odd was never going to be enough, and Pakistan kind of cantered home with 7 wickets to spare. That really is the tale of the narrative. Let's go back to day one. If you Mark Boucher, yes, okay, you might not like Mark Boucher, but it's not Mark Boucher's fault that his captain and senior batter played a reckless shot and went out when he was on 15. It's not Mark Boucher's fault that his set opener... Hang on, Sim. We keep interrupting each other.
Yeah, sorry. We're upset.
We're upset. And we want to have our say. Yeah. It's not Mark Boucher's fault that Dean Elgers played a reckless drive, an out-of-character drive. And it's not Mark Boucher's fault that Rusty van der Dissen and Tembo Bavuma, two of his gutsy grafters, were needlessly run outs in the first day of a test match. That you can't blame the coach for that, can you?
No, you can. Can I tell you why?
Please.
Let me put it in context. This is not the first time in South African cricket that our batting order has not done well. So going into the test, you are telling the guys what? Go out there and play how you normally play? No, you're not. You're not. Now, you can excuse Tembo Bavuma's run out, but you can't excuse Rassi van der Dissen's run out.
But how's that Mark Boucher's fault?
Bro, clearly there's a batting problem. We've had a batting problem before Mark Boucher and during Mark Boucher. It's not a new thing. So clearly, you're doing the same things that the older regime has done. You have not changed anything.
No, but don't the players need to take the responsibility? That's what I'm saying. Quentin de Kock, Dean Elgar, the runout, that's the players' responsibility.
They do. That's in a subjective world where you're just like, Quentin de Kock's shot is not Mark Boucher's fault. Mark Boucher is there to coach the team. In his coaching process, he must be saying something about batting. He must. He must be going, Quinny, you can't play shots like that.
You don't think he is?
I don't know, bro.
And does he need to? I mean, does anyone need to tell Quinton de Kock that he played a bad shot?
No. Yeah. Yeah. To be honest, South African cricket needs some honesty. You know, these are the same guys that when we beat Sri Lanka, I'm pretty sure Mark Boucher said, like, yo, I wouldn't change anything. These guys are scoring runs. I don't know what world. It's Sri Lanka, my G. Sri Lanka. This is Pakistan in the subcontinent. Yeah. Can I tell you the only way I see this batting lineup improving? You keep Elgar, you keep Markram, you keep Van der Dussen. And someone, George Linder, has to go replace. In fact, you know what? I don't care anymore. They should just play new kids. I actually just want to see new kids. Because if they're just as bad, at least I go, they're kids.
Okay, so now, so that means you're dropping Faf du Plessis and you're dropping Temba Bavuma.
Yeah, that's I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that.
For who?
Keegan Peterson is there.
Yeah.
I like to see him play. To be honest, I actually just want to see him play. And any other lighty that's over there that's helping out with the batting. Something needs to change. Bowling department, great. Love those guys. Those are the things that don't need to change. Someone needs to change the batting. Something needs to happen in the batting. Someone somewhere. Is Neil McKenzie part of that batting coaching team?
I think he's with the Lions.
I think we may be wrong. I think he's actually on the team. But I don't know if he's there. But let's say he's not there.
No. I don't think he's traveled with the, has he traveled with the squad? He works for Cricket South Africa.
Yeah.
And look, yeah, he works one session with the Lions. Look at the Lions.
Look at the Lions.
Honestly, just let Neil McKenzie be the head coach. Okay, we talk about the Lions, actually.
Yeah, I love, you know, you and I are Lions fans.
Have they given you a shirt yet?
No, they'll never give me a shirt, bro. Those days are done. Until Cricket South Africa sorts itself out.
Does Temba Bavuma need to be batting at number 5? And does Quinton de Kock need to bat at number 6? Are those two positions more conducive to the way that they play the game?
Yes. Yes. You know, to be and okay, without me being reactionary, keep the same team, maybe change what George Linder didn't really, I mean, very good at the bat, but I mean, like we also played him as a spinner and he bowled 13 overs in the first innings
and three in the second.
But I mean, the second he was chasing 88.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I start going, but he wasn't ever dangerous. As a spinner, he wasn't dangerous. So we start going like, okay, the 33 runs are cool, but maybe we can play a batsman. We can play a batsman.
Especially when Aiden Markram was, when they took that new ball and they decided to go with spun. When they decided to go with spin, it wasn't Maharaj or Linder. So clearly I know Markram didn't bowl a lot of overs and it was probably just, I think it was just, in likely a Hail Mary. I don't think that was actually part of some sort of prearranged plan, those three overs from Markram. Yep. But, you know, maybe between him and Elgar, and why doesn't Faf du Plessis bowl? I mean, he started as a leg spinner. Would it be interesting? Does he just not bowl anymore? Does he not practice?
I don't think he's bowled in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
He used to bowl a couple of leg spinners, right?
Well, when he started his career, he was a leg spinning all rounder.
So, to be honest, if Shamsi played, I don't think, like, I wouldn't see the use of George Linder as a spin all-rounder. And not taking away the runs he scored, they were vital. They're like, he scored a 35 in the first innings.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's an opportunity and a spot for a batting person to come in. And that's what we need help with. We need help with batting. We really, really do. I mean, someone showed a stat of like the last 19 tests we've played in the subcontinent and we've won 2.
Yeah.
That's horrific. And that's compared to like the first 32 that we played where we've won like 18 or so. It's Andrew Sampson. If you guys follow him on Twitter, he gives like great stats.
Oh, yeah.
But we're in a dire situation with
our batting. Shout out to Andrew because we know you're listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for listening. So I don't know. And I know that I'm speaking as a fan because I'm upset because we wake up early, we watch the guys. It's not like the guys go out there and they want to lose. But something has to change with our batting somewhere. Someone needs to say something. Someone needs to do something.
We keep hearing that it's a young batting unit.
It's not. It's not a young batting unit.
Well, okay. Maybe it's not a young batting unit, but exactly. Maybe let's criticize that because Dean Elgar's not young. Aiden Markram is no longer a child. Rassie van der Dussen isn't that experienced, but he's been playing cricket for a long time. Faf du Plessis has been playing forever. Quinton de Kock is the captain and a senior player. And Temba Bavuma, this is his 43rd test match. So,
and only one of them averages above 40.
No, it's tough times. Look, something has to change. Credits and condemnation in equal measure for the bowlers. I mean, the fact, yes, South Africa didn't score enough runs, but after getting the side at 33 for 4 and then them going on and making 378, yes, good batting, but is that also maybe sloppy bowling? I can't remember them bowl. I don't think they bowled badly, so no. Maybe I'm being harsh here. But
it was a good pitch to bat on.
Mm.
We were lucky to get them for 33 for 4.
Yeah,
well, Daniel, you did not get them 33 for 4 with great bowling, right? They could have easily scored 500.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
They outplayed our bowling. Fawad Alam sat over there in with weird stance, right?
Careful, sir. And you sure you want to say that on the record?
Yeah. Just in case I get doxed by Pakistan cricket fans again.
You would have sworn they insulted Imran Khan.
Yo, brother, I felt like on the Twitter streets, I felt like I was batting against Yasser Shah, but Yasser Shah was Pakistan cricket fans. It was tough out there. But I'm saying that he batted. He managed to reduce the strength of KJ Rabada, Anil Kokia. Everything we didn't bowl badly. We didn't bowl badly. They out-batted us.
Mm.
They did the thing that if we did, we could have done the same thing with a very good pitch on day one. They absorbed everything. Absorbed everything. Not enough was doing. The variable bounce wasn't troubling them enough. They batted like a day two test team would. That's as simple as that. That's where, so we lost in that our score, our 220, and allowing them back into the game like that.
If Shamsi's fit for the next game, because there was talk that he would have played.
Yeah, he's definitely playing.
Who does he come in for?
Instagram. Probably for Ngidi.
Ngidi
was bad. I'm saying that in our bowling unit, right, it's cool to have the extra spinner. We don't need the three pace bowlers. We don't. And Ngidi's not bad. And that's why I'm saying the bowling unit isn't the problem. They're all interchangeable, especially on the subcontinent. It's cool to have two spinners playing. So Shamsi should definitely come in for Ngidi. You keep Rabada, you keep Nokia.
So I don't mind that. So if Shamsi comes in for Ngidi, is it not worth then maybe looking at dropping Linda for Mulder?
It is, but I don't think... As much as like I said on the last podcast, this is a pitch that Vian would have had a good time with, I think. I'm saying that let's play two spinners and an extra batsman instead of an all-rounder. So rather go with a bowling lineup of Shamsi, Rabada, Nokia, Maharaj. 4. Sorted.
I think you do want another bowler. Although Blacks in White, a really good Twitter feed. The mystery is out who is behind this feed, but whoever it is worth following. He or she, because I don't know, but I'm guessing it's a guy.
Ashwin Desai have a book called Blacks and Whites.
What's that?
Ashwin Desai, a journalist and lecturer. He had a book called Blacks and Whites.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I've got a signed copy of it.
Right. Okay. Also, shout out to Ashwin. Thanks for listening. He's actually been a guest on this podcast a few years back.
Oh, great.
But he Blacks and Whites asked if South Africa really has the stomach for a fifth bowling option, like a genuine fifth bowling option. And it was a good point, but something we won't discuss now. Some sad tears, lamentations.
Not that sad. I'm upset as a fan for my team losing. But in the greater scheme of things, I'm worried because we can't keep on going to the subcontinent to do the same thing over and over again. And someone has to sort out that batting lineup.
Mm.
We face Australia next, eh?
Mm.
Here, at home. And I'm not saying that they're going to whittle us out for 180 at the Wanderers. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that it is a bit worrying if we get here and we're facing the same problems that we faced again.
Well, on that note, that was Sami Arif. I'm Daniel Gallen. This was Short Fine Legs. South Africa lost. We'll catch you next time.
Shout for LBW. Oh, he's got him. That's well run. Or is it? Oh, a fielder. That's out. That's got to be out. That's beautifully done. What a great effort. That's unbelievable. That is sensational. Now, this will be interesting.
Short Fine Legs.